Hello there, keto friends, and welcome to the Protein Priority Keto Podcast. I am your host, nutritionist and obesity survivor, Christina, and I'm here to talk to you all about keto in a way that is hormonally supportive, metabolically protective, and personalized so that you too can achieve your weight loss and your health goals on your ketogenic diet. So let's get into today's episode. Before we get started on this week's episode, I wanted to just let you guys know that I have updated a program that I used to have available quite a few years ago now, that I have had just sitting around, and I decided to update it and renew it and refresh it and created an ebook, and it's called Mindful Hunger. So this was my first step into the world of emotional eating. And when I'd been working with people for 2-3 years, I realized that so many of us don't really understand hunger. We don't know when we're hungry. We don't know when it's an emotional hunger. We don't know when it's boredom or anything else. So I created this program, Mindful Hunger, so that you can reconnect with your body and develop a more conscious and intentional relationship with food. So it really teaches you how to listen to those signals for your body, what they mean, whether they are actually real hunger, you need to go to the fridge, or if it's something else. And I think that understanding how the fullness cues work, the hunger cues work, it just really has such a big impact on your health and well-being. And ultimately your weight loss, right? Because that's why we're all here. And developing a healthy, sustainable relationship with food, because that's the way to long-lasting weight loss. So this ebook is available. It's just $49 and it's available on my website, and I'll leave a link in the notes. So I've just passed my 7-year anniversary, my 7-year keto anniversary. And in honor of that, I wanted to share my 7 reasons to prioritize protein. Whether you followed me on YouTube or whether you've been part of my programs, you might even have worked with me one-to-one, I have always spoken about the importance of prioritizing your protein. Like, it's one of the most important things that you can do for your weight loss journey. And I'm going to take you through the 7 most pertinent reasons why you should prioritize protein. So we all know that the basic keto split of macros is around 70% from fat, 20% from protein, and 10% from carbs. That's the kind of standard split. But what I have always said is that protein should be the number one macro that you focus on. Then the carbs can be adjustable. Like, you can eat less, or maybe you can eat a little bit more if your body can tolerate that. And your fat should be a mix between the fat that you eat and the fat on your body. Because if you eat too much fat, you're not going to lose body fat because you're not going to be using it. So it makes sense just to keep the fat intake at a moderate level. So if I were to put a label on the kind of keto that I really talk about, it is protein priority keto. And I believe in protein priority so much that I trademarked it. Protein priority diet is a trademarked name. And that's because I wholly believe that whether you eat keto, whether you eat a more kind of standard whole food diet, everything should be protein priority. It's so important. And lately I have seen much bigger names than me, for sure, in the keto community have already started talking about prioritizing protein and protein priority and all of that. But I've been saying this for 7 years. And I want to really explain why it's so important to prioritize your protein. So let's get started with reason number one, which is weight loss. Like I said, that's why we're here. We're here on keto for weight loss. And the best way to do that is not by getting the fats in, because you want to use the fat on your body. So we want to use protein. Protein is the weight loss nutrient, the weight loss macro for long-term success. It's far more satiating than carbohydrates or fat, meaning that you will be fuller for a heck of a lot longer. and it can reduce naturally your overall calorie intake. And this is what I teach in Keto Bootcamp. I teach how to get your body into a position where you are naturally reducing your calorie intake, meaning that you feel fully satisfied, you don't feel hungry, yet you're in enough of a calorie reduction, a slight calorie reduction to lose weight. So it's not stress-based. So you're not going to have really bad carb cravings. You're not going to be in danger of binge eating. You are not going to be dreaming about carbohydrates 24/7 because you're so hungry and your body just wants all of those nutrients. Protein has the power to switch on that really natural weight loss that comes from being totally satisfied. And we stay away from conservation mode. I'll talk about conservation mode in a lot more detail. It's a little bit different to starvation mode because in conservation mode, you're not breaking down your muscle for fuel. In starvation mode, you are. So conservation mode is more like a slowdown. And I will make another episode or write a blog post about it just so I can explain in more details the difference between conservation mode and starvation mode. When you eat protein and you have all of those amino acids available for your body, they're basically, I want you to think about like Lego. Each piece of protein is like a bunch of Lego all slotted together. And when you eat it, your body picks apart into the individual Lego blocks, which means that it can rebuild anything. And that's just what your body does. So eating enough protein can help maintain lean muscle mass. And that's really important for weight loss. Because you want to have a healthy metabolism. You want to have plenty of lean muscle because it means you'll burn more calories. And it will be easier for your body to deal with any extra glucose that might come into your body from a dietary perspective. So the most important reason to prioritize protein is metabolism. Metabolism is the key to weight loss. Okay, so it's not about calories. If your dietitian or your doctor or your nutritionist or your personal trainer is talking about calories in, calories out, they miss such a fundamental understanding of human metabolism, right? So when we eat protein, around 25% of the calories in that protein will go to just digesting it. It's called the thermic effect of food. Your metabolism temporarily rises to burn off to digest the food and manage the nutrients and do all it needs to do to get those nutrients all over your body. So those calories that are used to digest the food and use the nutrients that you've just eaten is called the thermic effect of food. And we can compound that by eating breakfast, right? So you know I'm a big fan of breakfast. I occasionally skip, like I don't eat breakfast 100% of the time every single day. I know when I have a very stressful day or I've had a stressful day the day before, I know I need to eat breakfast just to help those stress hormones, just to help those thyroid hormones and just to keep everything balanced. But there's a really good reason why you should eat breakfast. A protein priority breakfast. If you eat that first thing in the morning as early as you can, within about 90 minutes of waking up, you can increase your metabolism by up to 2.5 times. I say that again, 2.5 times higher just by having a protein priority breakfast. So just having bacon and eggs. I think that is any good as any reason to have breakfast in the morning. Okay, reason number two is eating protein priority for strength. So protein is literally what you're made of. If you pull yourself apart, you'll be made of protein. Your hair is protein, your skin is protein, your muscles are protein, the structural framework of your body, your tendons, your muscles, it's all protein. And your body needs protein to maintain its structure. There are a lot of amino acids, but there are only 9 essential amino acids, meaning that When we say something is essential in the body, it means that your body cannot create it and it must ingest it, right? So you need to eat it. And definitely, these amino acids should be top of your list, so you should be prioritizing protein. So if you don't eat enough protein, if you're eating just not enough, healing can slow down, right? So you can have slow healing wounds, you can have maybe scratches that don't really go away very quickly. Your hair growth will slow down. You might not necessarily lose hair because you might be just on that border between eating just enough protein and not eating enough. So your hair growth might slow. Your nails can become brittle and break easily. And you'll see all these kind of aches and pains start to appear. And because protein is a major part of your muscles, it's really important that when you do any sort of activity that you have protein in your diet afterwards, because it helps repair and maintain those tissues. Because exercise is what we call a hormetic stress. So it actually is a stressor on your body. And when you exercise, you tear muscle fibers and you break down muscle fibers. And then you, during the rest period, you repair and you heal and you renew. So it means that any protein fibers and any of those muscle fibers that were at all damaged or old have been broken down and replaced with new ones only if you're eating enough protein. So it's really important that you have enough protein, especially if you are doing any sort of heavy lifting, physical activity. You need that protein for muscle repair. So this hormetic stress is actually how you build a healthy lean muscle. And that healthy lean muscle is the thing that is going to burn the most calories and will really help with weight loss. Reason number three is for hormone balance. After my experience last year of complete hormonal and thyroid burnout, I'm a really big fan of taking care of your hormones, because if you are suffering from weight loss resistance and you are doing everything right, you're tracking what you're eating, you are eating keto and you're not eating too much fat, then chances are that the hormones are the thing that's stopping the weight loss, not the food that you're eating. So proteins function as hormones, as neurotransmitters, so the things that make your brain work. And it forms neuropeptides, which are like parts of hormones. So for example, insulin is a hormone and you need adequate protein for insulin. So you need protein for healthy hormones, which will in turn help you balance your moods. So you want to have that proper hormone balance so that you don't enter conservation mode. Your body is not running on adrenaline. You are not constantly in fight or flight mode. And it's been shown that a low protein intake has been associated. Now, remember that association doesn't necessarily mean that it's the cause, but when there's an association, it means let's pay attention to this until we know otherwise. So low protein has been associated with cognitive decline and impaired brain function. And that makes sense. It's not a whole lot of protein in your brain. It's mostly fat, cholesterol, but we do need protein for neurotransmitters. And those neurotransmitters are made in the gut. So again, you know, we're talking about the importance of hormones and enzymes, which are also protein-based. So they're almost always proteins. We need proper enzyme function to break down the food, because then we're just having issues with absorption. So if we're not absorbing it, we're not able to use it, and therefore we start to see these issues cropping up. So number four, and it follows on nicely from number three, is immunity. So protein is aiding in your immune response, and it's the system that protects your body from things like pathogens, so viruses and bacteria or foreign substances. Like, so if you get a thorn in your finger, you get a splinter in your finger, let's say, and maybe you don't notice it right away, or you're not able to get to it right away, and you see that the area becomes swollen and it becomes red and it might be leaking like a kind of a pinky tinged fluid, all of that is your immune response. It's your body trying to literally expel or break down this foreign substance. And I think splinters are a really good one, because if you are not able to get to the splinter and you can't remove it, eventually your body's going to push it out. At some point, it's going to push it out. And you might end up with a lot of localized inflammation. And remember that we've been told that inflammation is a bad thing. Because yes, chronic inflammation is a bad thing, but acute inflammation, like at the site of a splinter, is your body's immune system working to get rid of the foreign object or to at least sterilize the area. So these proteins, and an example you might have heard over the COVID-19 pandemic, is a protein called a cytokine, which is part of your immune system. And they are fighting to keep you healthy literally every second of your life. Your immune system is like, it's not that it goes asleep. It is working 24/7. And it's fighting infections and diseases, because you can catch viruses and you can have bacteria in your body and be asymptomatic, because your immune system is doing the job of keeping that down. So proteins also have anti-inflammatory properties, which is what we want for reducing general inflammation in the body, and it can help reduce the risk of chronic diseases like cancer and like heart disease. Okay, so number five is protein priority for energy. So we have, like I was saying earlier, we have conservation mode and we have starvation mode. And starvation mode is really when you run out of all fuels and your body starts to break down proteins to use as fuel, because it's not necessarily the number one choice. It's a very difficult process for your body to do in terms of the amount of resources it needed. So we don't use protein for fuel really, unless it's an emergency. But protein has a job in energy management, right? So from an energy point of view, protein has a job in the energy balance of your body. So proteins transport vital substances like hemoglobin, which is a protein in your red blood cells that carries oxygen to all your organs. It transports carbon dioxide from your organs and tissues back to your lungs. And that's part of your metabolism. That's called cellular respiration. And it's literally when, you know, in the Krebs cycle, and in the electron transport chain, these are where your body gets energy from. These processes are where you're getting energy from, and you need to be able to breathe out properly, and that those proteins need to be able to carry that carbon dioxide from your organs and tissues back to your lungs so that you can exhale it. And that is literally what keeps you alive. Protein transport cholesterol, right? We have these little, I want you to think them like little submarines called chylomicrons. And when you eat fat, your body puts these, the fat that you eat, like the triglycerides that you eat, and fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D, vitamin E, and A, and K. And it puts it in like in this little submarine along with some cholesterol. And it encases it in a protein, and it becomes what's called a chylomicron. And it's how those fat-soluble vitamins and the triglycerides, it's how it gets the cholesterol, and it's how it gets from your intestines to your liver, because fat can't really be bobbing around in your blood all by itself. It needs to be protected by this protein submarine, a protein wrapper. And it keeps the cholesterol and the vitamins and triglycerides protected so that it can move through your bloodstream. It's really cool. So in order to be able to make sure that these functions are working properly and that you're able to properly get the energy you need to prioritize protein. Number six is prioritize protein for anti-aging. If you've been in the keto community or you've been in my community for a while, you'll have heard me talking about collagen and collagen peptides. Peptides are just strings of amino acids, right? That's all they are, which is like the building blocks of protein. So collagen peptides are kind of like a smaller protein. So collagen is a really important peptide in your body. It's a really important type of protein. It helps with skin elasticity, right? It's one of the big things. It helps with hair and nails, but skin especially. So the anti-aging properties of protein come from collagen, right? So you want to be eating meat that has plenty of connective tissue or has a bone in it. Ossobuco is a great one, because you're going to get plenty of collagen. You're going to get all the goodness as well from that marrow, but you're going to get plenty of collagen because it's where the meat is attached to the bone that you find all of these really rich proteins. So studies have shown that collagen supplements can keep your skin hydrated and improve skin moisture. So it helps improve like the texture of your skin by help keeping it elastic. And I know this is a huge problem for a lot of us in the weight loss community, especially those of us who have done keto and have lost a lot of weight. I have a lot of loose skin. I had a lot of loose skin. I had like almost 14 kilos, like almost 30 pounds of loose skin removed, and I've got a lot of loose skin still left on my neck. Now that's never going to go away, right? And that loose skin is never going to go away, no matter how much fasting you do, no matter how much collagen you have, because it's just too much, right? It's just too much. But if you want to keep away the kind of fine lines and those kind of papery texture, I'm sorry if you can hear me rubbing my hands together because I'm actually gesticulating, that papery texture that skin can get when it starts to lose moisture and starts to lose elasticity, you can actually prevent that from happening by supplementing with collagen. I have a few collagen supplements that I absolutely love. If you're in the United States, Perfect Keto is my go-to, but you can get it in Europe too. If not, there's another one called Revive Active Collagen, which is another one that I use. So I'll leave any links. Some of them are affiliate links, just meaning that if you choose to use my link to buy the products that you want, that I get small commission, it doesn't cost you anything extra, helps us keep the lights on for things like this, the podcast and other free live events that I do. So I leave the information to all of those in the show notes. And lastly, number 7, prioritize protein for your bones. Now, this is something that's really dear to my heart because I'm in my early 40s now, and I have noticed that because I haven't been able to be consistent in terms of working out and building muscle, I really haven't been able to because of the problems I've had with my thyroid. A lot of the times I just haven't had the energy to do it. Or I do for a couple of weeks and then I get injured. But it's all part of the healing process, right? And the more I learn about the importance of mobility for, growing older and, really just wanting to protect my bone health and wanting to protect the bone health of my community, I really want you to prioritize protein for your bones. And it might not be, the most intuitive thing, like you eat protein for bones, but bones are made of calcium, but protein is good for your bones. And this is especially important for women. We can lose up to 30% of our bone density after menopause, which is massive. So obviously then you become a risk for osteoporosis and you become a fall risk. If you fall, you risk seriously hurting yourself. And I saw a statistic, and I will try, if I can find a study that links to it, I will put it in the show notes. But I read a statistic in passing the other day, and I should have taken a note where it was, with something like 40% of women over the age of 50 who have a fall are at risk of never walking again, right? So not that 40% of women who fall never walk again, but are at risk of never falling again. That really scared me. So having this protein priority for bones as number 7 doesn't mean it's the less important. I think it's hugely important, especially if you want to maintain mobility, you want to maintain independence as you grow older. Now, I know that there's a lot of misinformation out there about high protein diets and how high protein diet increases the acid load in your body, and you have this acid alkaline diet, but it's all been debunked, okay? Your bones do not leach calcium to deal with higher acid levels. Your body has a process, it has a number of processes actually, and they're called buffer systems, and they are able to deal with fluctuating acid levels. And protein just doesn't add to that load. So please, if you hear anybody saying that eating a lot of protein is too acidic, just nod and smile and just leave them to it. It's not a thing, okay? So we want to be eating protein. We want to be eating protein for bones. Really, really important, especially for the ladies in my audience. Okay, so that's it for this week's episode. I did write a blog post about it. I'll leave it in the show notes. You can go have a read of it if you prefer to go make notes about what ways you're going to prioritize protein. My goal for this podcast is to share my knowledge in a way that's easy to understand. I know there are tons of keto podcasts out there, nutrition podcasts out there, but I find that the discussions are quite technical. There's a lot of biochemistry, there's a lot of metabolic processes. And yes, it's good to know them, but what I want to do is make this way of eating, this lifestyle, this diet, this weight loss process as accessible as possible for everyone, right? So if there's something that you'd like me to explain in more detail, there's something that you heard that maybe was a little bit difficult to understand, or contextually maybe it didn't make any sense, doesn't really matter why, but you want me to talk about it, all you got to do is reach out. You can DM me on social media, or you can send me an email. I'm always happy to receive emails from you guys, and give me your suggestions, because this is not just a one-way conversation. Nothing with me is ever just a one-way conversation. This is a community, and we are working together to improve our health and get to our weight loss goals. So thank you very much for joining me, and I'll see you again next week.